Hits from Gilbert and Sullivan's HMS Pinafore there. The operetta is heading to the Madam Market Theatre in Norwich next week, and here with all the details, our director Sheila Tuffield. Hello there. We've got musical director Roz Swetman. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. And lead Margaret Collingwood. Hello.
Hello.
How are we there?
We're fine.
Are
good
you
form.
Shy yeah. retiring things at
yes,
you are,
always.
Darling.
You know us so always. Well, Steve.
Ooh, me. I couldn't possibly. I know. Gilbert and Sullivan, first of all. I mean, just why are they so popular? Tell me about the appeal. Why do we love them so?
Well, I think the messages that they had in the, over 100 years ago are still relevant today.
It was one of those things. It was accessibility, wasn't it? You could go along no matter who you were, where you came from.
Oh,
you
absolutely.
Could go along and completely get it.
Comic opera.
Yeah, was it frowned upon by any quarter of society, any area of society, when these operas were first performed?
Well, I think they were really aimed at the middle class, higher middle class.
Right, so tell me then about the production and who's...
Well, it's
who's
all going to be fabulous, but the music is just well. It's just going to blow your socks off, Stu. This is my first time as musical director, because for 15 years I've been involved with Enos now. I've usually been prancing around on stage. Usually as an old contralto bag role.
But she's passed
maybe,
that over
now. Yes, I've passed her on completely now. She's not even passed the bag role. And so now I'm MDing for the first time.
How does that feel?
Absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, don't say the power's gone to
I'm
her head.
I'm naturally
that would be so
very
wrong.
Bossy, and I just love it. You know, telling men to sing better and, oh, thank goodness sake.
Do you do the thing where you just despair... Throw your arms in the air and say, no, 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 no.
Have you been peeping through the window at our rehearsals?
I want it all changed.
Yes,
did you just
yes.
That, did you?
No, of course not, no. It's just been the most fun. I've absolutely loved every minute of MDing. It's been great.
And what's it like for everybody else? What's it like for you? For
it's all right until she tells me I've done it wrong, and then it's not all right
again.
At all.
Again.
Tell me about
Margaret. Margaret is Little Buttercup.
Now, tell me about your part. Explain a bit more.
Right, well, as Ross says, she's handed over the old bag lady to me.
Uh-huh, marvellous.
And
she's a very pretty and attractive bag lady.
Yeah, you can't see that, actually, but it's so true. I'm an old bumboat woman, which
an old
from Portsmouth. Bumboat.
Are you allowed
woman.
To say that?
Yeah, I can say it's one word.
M-O-A-T.
Right.
And she goes on board and she tries to sell her wares to the sailors that are on board the ship who can't get to the land. And so I have lots of exciting things in my basket, including a polony, which is very exciting, and a coney, because it rhymes. So, yeah, very good.
What are they? What are they?
A sausage and a chicken and a rabbit.
You know when you've asked somebody something you wish you hadn't?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just very briefly there, I had one of those little moments.
Yes.
Get Morgan your bargain for.
I did.
I get that all the time.
Yeah.
Polony and coney sound so posh. Yeah. This is sausage and a rabbit.
Yes.
Yeah.
So a polony is the sausage and a...
Coney is the rabbit.
Coney from Coney.
From the fur and coats and things,
And Dutch for rabbit is... I've forgotten the Dutch.
Do call in or Conane. Write an email.
I mean, Conane. Conane.
Oh.
Yeah, Conane. Because they say instead of guinea pig, they say proof Conane.
Well, normally my part isn't the romantic part.
Right.
But this time I'm in love with the captain.
Are
which
you?
Which is wonderful.
How's it go? Is it all right?
Yeah, we're getting on really well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's her toy boy.
Yeah.
Because he must be at least... 19 or 20 years older.
No, 14, we think.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So it's not impossible. But, yes, it's great fun.
I'm very, very uncomfortable. The way you smile at me when you say it's not impossible.
Well, anything's possible. But we do have a wonderful romantic couple who are the lead. And they're both young and very, very gorgeous. Especially Casper.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. Yes, Casper's ladies' chorus swooning all over the
She
place.
Likes a bit of Casper.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say we're actually lucky because actually you're getting two for the price of one this time because we're not just doing HMS Pinafore. We're also very sneakily doing a play within a play. And so Trial by Jury is performed by the sailors on board ship for the rest of the cast.
Oh, I
and
see.
So you get two for the price of one. So we've got two lovely, gorgeous tenors, one in each show.
I can see where this is all going, you see. Initially, I thought it was you just wanted to entertain members of the public, but it's all
fierce. No,
That's pretty much at the bottom of the list.
Sheila is just trying very hard to keep us all under control, to be honest. Mm.
What does all this look like? What about costumes? We know about the songs and we've heard about the cast. I mean, how does it look on stage then?
Well, it's going to be very colourful. We've got the... we're trying to do it very traditional... traditionally, with a few tweaks here and there, and the show is just one show, and the Traber jury is performed by the sailors and the ladies.
So there's no costume change for that. That's the
so it's all on board ship. It's a very traditional ship, isn't it? We've had lots of nice arguments about where everything should be and where rigging should be. And
as always, our set team, Robin and Glenn and all the boys and the artists, Colin and Izzy and Keith, are doing another fantastic job.
Now, does the set morph and change throughout the show, or
the set stays, but items on the ship. We'll make, like the barrels and planks and saw benches and things will be on board ship, and they will then make,
it's the courtroom. It's a bit like Transformers, you know.
So we shall bring all bits on. Yes.
Yeah. We have seconds to transform it, and it
works.
Wonderful.
It's sleight of hand. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe what they can do.
I can see that the three of you, you're just so excited about all of this, and which is always a good sign.
Yes.
I have had people in here producing, directing, or starring in a show, and they come in as if to say, "What have I let myself in for?" You know. And you can imagine the opening night. How does it feel when you get to opening night?
Well, I'm loving it. I just can't wait now for it to all start.
Yeah, but more nervous.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And yes. I'm nervous.
I'm not a bit nervous because they all know what they're going to do.
But you're okay.
I'm okay.
It's not prescription drugs or anything like that. So you're just all right.
I've got hers. I've got hers.
I believe in them all. You know, really, I really, really do.
Wonderful leap of faith there.
Every belief in
A look of confusion from the director. So the performance is Wednesday the 7th, the Thursday, the Friday and the Saturday.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then two on the Saturday.
A Saturday matinee.
Yes.
We always like a Saturday matinee.
We do like a Saturday matinee.
Which is lovely to say. Where do we get our tickets from then?
From the Madam Market box office.
Simple as that.
I do have a number.
Go on then.
It's 01603-620-917.
That sounds fantastic. Thanks all three of you for coming in to see us today.
Thank you for having us.
To have your company in the studio.
It's been a pleasure, as always.
As I quite often say to my guests, please do try to come out of your shells a bit more next time.
We're trying harder next time.
That would be lovely. Thank you very much.